Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." I'm glad that meals were so important in Jesus' ministry. He loved spending time with people in the relaxed atmosphere of a meal, and so it's very significant that on the night before he died, we find him having supper with his disciples. Jesus knows that his death is only hours away, but he doesn't want to miss the opportunity to have one final meal with those who had walked with him throughout his ministry. They had no idea what Jesus' words meant as he took the bread and wine and said that they represented his body and blood. Only later would it all fall into place for them. People often tell me that their church is particularly gifted in catering. I'm delighted. It seems to me that any true follower of Jesus should enjoy eating with others. So often it's the relaxed conversation that happens over a meal that enables deep relationships to form. Eating a meal together is completely inclusive because everyone needs to eat. Jesus was often criticized for the people with whom he had meals, but he clearly used it as a way to reach out to the most ungodly people in the community. Food and drink broke down the barriers and enabled him to show that he welcomed every kind of person. It's interesting that Jesus only told us to hold one particular service. He never mentioned family, morning or evening services, wonderful as they may be. He only told us to meet for a meal in remembrance of his death for us. What an incredible privilege it is to do what the disciples did 2,000 years ago as we meet over a meal with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you are willing to give your body and blood so that we can be free. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.